An old saying notes that when the United States sneezes, the world catches cold, and the poor lay down with pneumonia. And that is exactly what is happening nowadays with the chaotic trend of the world's main economy. Precisely this week, the European Commission decided to lower its forecast for the current and next years, a move that has been forced by the erratic trade and tariff policies so far imposed by President Donald Trump, which has spread uncertainty in the world's markets. The European Union has always been a loyal ally of Washington in the field of economy, although it has not always received proper retribution from the White House, which has been even threatening with most severe sanctions if Europe does not keep, quote, an adequate policy, unquote. Let me recall that the Barack Obama administration severely punished the main French banks, the BNP Paribas, because it kept normal financial relations with Cuba and other countries that were sanctioned by Washington. That same risk is currently being run by the Société Générale Bank, which faces a legal demand in U.S. courts for allegedly violating Title III of the notorious Helms-Burton Law. This and other illegal moves by Washington led the European Commission to lower the growth possibilities for this and next years, a move that came as very bad news for many financial institutions. It was expected that the gross domestic product would grow by 1.9 points, but following those moves, it is only expected to reach 1.2. Likewise, Brussels has downloaded its growth prediction for next year, which is now estimated at 1.4%. Even if the forecast keeps the European Union within a positive growth environment, it is really insignificant and wholly insufficient to achieve real growth. This means that unemployment will continue to erode the growth possibilities of several European Union members, with the less developed, such as Greece, Portugal, and Spain, showing the worst consequences. I would like to recall that the European Union is a mechanism where all members receive equal treatment, even though there remain enormous differences between its members without any formula to relieve them. And that is exactly the Achilles heel of the bloc, and why it has not been able to become a serious competitor in the world economy, as well as its subordination to the United States, that is ready to grab everything for itself in order to keep its top leadership in the Western world. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.